Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. Check them out at www.facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Hello, this is
Gary Murphy
from
Gary Murphy.
Amazon.com has some amazing deals, and you can help support the TagCast podcast by going to their site, TagCastPodcast.com, and click on your Amazon link on the top of their page.
And now it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you jerk off.
See, because I paid a link for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
I came up with this some bag of douche is like, you know, when you're trying to do your green thing, right? But you got those people that are fake green, right? It's like when somebody's looking, they sort their shit, plastic hair, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, somebody's looking.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A fake give a shit about the planet person.
They'll only do it in front of other people?
Yeah. That's all right. That person's a Prius.
A Prius.
Yeah.
Man.
It's like, no, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Driving a Prius, but, you know, they don't contribute in any other way. But people see me on the road and think, that person's green. They're driving a Prius.
They're green. Bag of douche.
Bag of douche. My nephew said to me, he goes, Uncle Jerry, what's a douche ball? And I said, why? What are you talking about? He goes, my dad called me a douche ball. And then he sat there and laughed, said it was funny. What is it? I said,
what's funny?
I don't know, but that is funny.
So what's worse, being called a bag of douche or a douche nozzle? Is the bag worse or the nozzle?
The nozzle is because that's what goes up in the stinky pussy.
Dude, because that holds the contents, man.
Yeah, but the nozzle goes up in it.
Actually, the bag doesn't hold the contents. It gets rid of the good shit, and the contents go up into the bad area, I suppose, right?
Bag of douche.
Bag of douche.
Now, if the douche...
Virginia.
This is the question. If the bag was the nozzle... Oh, wait. If 6 was 9...
Nozzle.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Sing song.
Fire up.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Monday's episode of the TagCast podcast. Episode 6 of season 2. We call it 206, right?
Yeah.
My name is Terry Guile, and I'm the white guy from the podcast.
I am Gatch, the lazy Indian.
What a lazy Indian.
I've actually been pretty productive lately, you know, and I mean, I do quite a bit of mixing. I don't know if you remember the days when I would record things and then never mix them.
I do remember those days. There are lots of shows and practices that have never seen the light of day.
There is, you know, there's some victims recordings, I do believe.
Wow.
But I just recently did some mixing for some live shows for Norska, Diesto, and other regions.
I did download those files, but haven't had a chance to listen
yet,
so that's cool.
You are a select group. I've only sent that to the bands and yourself.
Ow, don't tell them.
And sound guy.
I'm pirating
that
shit.
Mastermind.
Jeff Simpson. Shout out to Jeff Simpson, who is not ever with us anymore, but we wish he would
come back.
I know.
He misses us.
He's going to be the prodigal
son. He missed us.
Right on.
He's busy this summer, and he's out surfing the waves, hanging 10.
Surfing the waves.
He is surfing the waves of life.
All right, so we're here trying to make your Monday a little better, and trying to make our Monday better is Jerry Murphy, our guest, who's brought gifts.
Welcome, Jerry Murphy.
We're cheering right now. Three cheers for the Jaeger. I got moves like Jaeger, and we got Jerry Murphy, who brought in the Meister.
You know what? Moves like Jagger, is that like the heroin and the pee-pee dance all at once?
And the chicken duck walk thing that he does.
You know who else has those moves like Jagger? Seriously, is Scott Weiland.
He does kind of, doesn't he?
It's like an anorexic puking.
It's the heroin dance.
Hey, there he is, Jerry Murphy. I heard his voice.
Welcome.
How you doing, Jer?
That is some tasty stuff.
So good.
So good. Especially with the rock star chaser.
Dude, I feel the cavities.
Yeah,
I can actually feel them.
Yeah, that is definitely true.
Yeah, I can feel the cavities. You know where won't feel the cavities?
With my tongue.
You know where you won't feel the cavities?
Before I spoke, I forgot who I was.
Where don't you feel cavities?
I don't feel cavities at the Dixie Creek when I have one of their awesome bacon cheeseburgers.
Hey, I heard about a deal there, too. If you buy 500 bacon cheeseburgers, you get a free beer.
That's a great deal. That is a great deal.
It is awesome.
You want to get there early, though, to order the 500 burgers.
It takes a little while. They got to cook them each five at a time or something. Holy shit, our guest has brought Pop Rocks.
Yep. And we're not talking about Nickelback.
Nope. Or Nirvana. We're talking watermelon and strawberry. I'm going to trade a watermelon.
I was going to cook them in some brownies.
I don't like watermelon.
See
what do you got there?
I got strawberry and tropical punch.
But I think they would lose their pop.
So I thought that was kind of cool that this Jimi Hendrix song has no lyrics.
I'm the one who's got to die when it's time for me to die.
Don't inhale these things. I hear people die.
Hey, let's do the Pop Rock Challenge.
All right. How we do that?
You know what it is? It's where you inhale them.
No. Hell no, dude.
Inhale no.
Hell no.
I'm not going to inhale them. Yeah. But what are we doing here?
Yeah, that.
You take the Pop Rocks and you dump them into your hand. You get the bigger pieces out. Sift them through. Hey, is there any blue kind? I thought these were going to be blue, but they're green because I was hoping it was for some Walter White.
Oh, the Walter White candy.
Did you know that they have that
in
a candy store in Albuquerque?
Mm-hmm.
They sell the Breaking Bad blue. So here's what I challenge you to do. See, I've taken most of the bigger pieces of the Pop Rocks out.
Right. And what are you doing?
And you
with
can
that?
See that the lighter colored Pop Rocks are the ones that are finer ground. So you get the whole pack or half a pack of. Oh, wait, there's one more chunk.
This isn't dangerous, is it?
And instead of just putting it on your tongue, you inhale it.
Hell no, dude. You're not inhaling.
Through
don't
your
do
nose?
It.
There you go.
Don't.
No, through your mouth. One, two, three. It all stuck to my lips.
Well, I don't have the focus to...
Listen to this.
Oh, my vagina feels so funny. My goodness.
It sounds like I'm cooking bacon. It sounds like I'm Kevin Bacon.
You are Kevin Bacon.
Hey, kids, don't forget Pop Rocks. They're still good. I'm putting the rest of this whole pack in my mouth.
Don't do this at home, kids.
Yeah.
That's a bad idea. That's my lungs.
They're crystallizing.
They're on fire! I'm gargling with Pop Rocks. Like, did you hear the gargle?
I'm going to save one of these.
It's like smoking a clove. That's the way your lungs feel.
Still reminds me of the lady from Kingpin in the rearview mirror.
That's nasty.
What did she say about anal sex, Dustin?
I said, have you ever tried it with barbecue sauce?
No, you said there's a quote from Kingpin about...
Oh, what is it about
anal
sex that makes me have to take
a
dump? I don't think she said anal sex, though. I think she just said
she
good
said,
sex.
I think you jarred something loose.
Yeah, and then she said, I think you jarred something loose, Tiger.
Jar Jar Binks.
I think you jarred Binks something loose.
Man. Now I feel like that episode where we got the package from Andrew Bacon.
Can you OD on sugar?
Or what's his name?
Yeah.
Adrian
can
Bacon,
you really?
Sir. No. Okay. You can OD on sugar about as much as you can OD on weed. And here's a tip for the kids. Don't pour the Pop Rocks into your hand because then you just got sticky hands.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, did you hear about, I think it was last weekend, it was the $5 Metallica show they had over in Vancouver, BC.
What?
They're filming a video.
Is that
American $5 to get in, yeah.
Or $5 Canadian.
Well, I don't know if that's that much difference.
I can't believe that Lars Ulrich would let that go down.
Yeah, he did.
Are you
sure?
Yeah,
$5, yeah. Yeah, it was confirmed.
What? So is he not getting any royalties for his performance because he has to get his diamond encrusted shark tank?
I don't know
installed.
What's going on with that. Yeah, I would assume that he got his diamond encrusted.
Because of the fact that you downloaded Enter Sandman illegally, he had to wait 6 months to get his shark encrusted or diamond encrusted shark tank.
I want a shark encrusted diamond tank.
I'll take it.
Hey, remember last week when we played Height? Guess the Height?
Yeah.
Did you listen to that episode, Jerry?
When I did.
Guess the Height? All right. I got some Guessing the Height for you guys.
Well, start bringing.
All right. So you, first off, you guys are going to have to play Rock, Paper, Scissors.
To see who goes first?
Yeah. And this is a running total. Terry has won one game out of zero. Or one out of one.
You win one game out of zero.
He's 1-0 this season. Okay. Rock, paper, scissors.
Is it on a three count?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do it like
a three count.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Oh, we got a rock by Jerry.
Smashes
and
scissors.
And smashes Terry's scissors.
This is very rare that someone out rocks Terry, man. I'm fucking
All right, here we go. Here we go. It's 1-0 Jerry. First one to win
rock,
two, right?
Are we going again?
Yeah, it's first one to win two.
Oh, well, shit. One, two, three.
Oh, we got
scissor cuts paper.
Man. Terry goes double scissors and cuts the paper. It's
scissor
one
me.
To one.
Scissor me.
All right. Here we go.
Psychological now. Here we go.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
rock
Terry.
Smashes scissors.
Terry comes back with the rock over the scissors.
All right. That means I get
Terry
to go first.
Terry gets to go first.
Yow.
In the game, a game of heights. Are you scared of heights?
I am scared
Either
of
one
heights.
Of you. Are you? Really?
I'm
you
scared
can't
of
see this,
celebrity
but I'm
heights.
Demonstrating good sportsmanship.
Well sticky
played.
Handed handshake.
Well
yeah.
Well
I see two papers come together and fold Ooh. Together.
Well played, Ninja Cake.
Yeah. All right.
Full
we're
point.
Gonna deep we're going a little deep in the vault right now though for the first one.
How deep?
Janet Reno.
I get to go first?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that she's 5'11".
5'10".
Fuck off.
All right.
You get to go sticking, first on the next one.
Sticking with Janet's? Janet Jackson.
You sexy.
5'6".
5'4". All right.
Sticking with Jackson's. Jesse Jackson.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to say Jesse Jackson is 5'10".
Damn, no! That was mine.
I don't.
5'9".
All right.
I How want many? That Bob Barker microphone. Reach out, man. Come on.
Reach out and touch someone.
Did you say Bob Barker?
All right. We're going to stick
Wrong
with
answer.
Jesse's. We're going to stick with Jesse's. I'm talking about new school guy here, Jesse James from The Chopper Show.
I think it's his turn to go first. Jesse James to you, Murph.
You know the guy who we're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, yes. The one that did bad things to Sandra.
Yeah. He doinked her.
Okay, here we go.
And then he doinked someone else.
Cat, right?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Here we go. 5'11".
Wow. I'm going to say 6'1".
All right.
Not counting the bandana yet.
We're going to stick with James's, and we're going to go Dave Chappelle.
Ooh, 6'3". Was it me?
That's okay. I think it was me, but that's okay.
I'm sorry,
because I wasn't. That was far from what I was going. I was going 5'10", so it's not like you stole my answer.
Is he that skinny? Where he looks that tall?
He's that black.
Oh,
all right. And we're gonna stick with Rick's, even though
Rick.
Well,
I'm Rick
Dave,
James, bitch.
Yeah, I couldn't find Rick James' height online really quick, so I went with Dave Chappelle instead. But Rick Astley. How tall is Rick Astley?
Okay, you Rick rolled me on that one. I've never seen him in out of context. I've only seen him from like waist up on the video, so I'm gonna say He's a shorty, 5'6".
All right.
Never gonna let you down. Never
was that dude from Portland, down. Dude?
Never gonna run away.
He's from outer space, dude.
You. When I was never in the Marine Corps, you. There was a dude that looked just goodbye. Like him.
Never gonna run.
And he's all, no way. And then we watched the video, you. And everybody's laughing.
How tall was that guy?
Hey, yeah, good reference. Okay, here we go. Yeah. He was like 6 even, man.
That's what you're guessing?
Yeah.
All right. We have Janet Reno. Surprisingly, 6'3".
Holy shit.
What? Yeah.
And what did I say?
You said 5'9". No, you said 5'11". And Jerry said 5'10". We got Janet Jackson. Terry hit it right on the nose with 5'4".
I will hit Janet right in the nose.
Jesse Jackson, you guys were way off. 6'3" again.
What?
I said 5'10". Or what?
That podium really messes you up. Man.
And his nice cadence.
Jesse James, you were very close, Terry, with 6'2".
Hello, it's me, Mario.
We got Dave Chappelle, 6 foot even.
Wow, I said 5'10".
Rick Astley, 5'10".
Holy shit, I was...
So we got 6'10", 16
for Terry. Man, I overshot everything.
16. And then 11, 13, 16, 21 for Jerry. Terry wins again.
Yeah. I'm the winner at the Hyatt.
Undefeated.
And I have a weird dream about being on a really high thing that's up in the air and it's kind of waving in the wind and I'm trying to balance. And it's a weird recurring, not nightmare, but dream.
No one's ever going to desert you.
Dude.
Do you have a dream like that?
Do you guys remember the Journey video game?
Yes, dude, they had it in the...
That's what I'm picturing, the dude on the drums.
Steve Smith.
Terry High School.
Yes, dude, I used to play that. They had it at what is now the Dairy Mart in Brownsville.
Nice.
It used to be called the Village Pantry, which the people in the village would go to get their food at the pantry.
Yeah.
And they would get a new video game about every 2 or 3 months, and they got the Journey video game in there for a while. I mastered it.
Nice.
Masturbated.
I thought you were going to say
I love that game, dude.
I masturbated to it.
That's so good.
Steve Perry with his big microphone. I can't remember what all the games...
Yeah. And I think they even upped the speakers on that particular unit.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, I never stopped believing.
Loving it.
Believing. I never stopped believing.
What would go better on a Journey video game, mayo or Miracle Whip?
I don't put any condiments on my video games.
A little... I mean, it comes from the joystick, but never applied to the joystick.
If I had to choose between one to put on the video game, I would choose mayonnaise because I prefer to put Miracle Whip in my mouth.
Hey-o.
Oh, dude.
I like the tangy zip of Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip sounds
they
like
aren't a sponsor.
Some dungeon in a church.
The Miracle
you
Whip?
You know, with...
I get it now. I see it.
Bring me the Miracle Whip.
So you want to be hit by the Miracle Whip then, right?
I don't see why they use the word miracle in the name of this product because it's not really miraculous. I mean, they added some paprika.
Is that all it is?
Those
is
little
that what
red
gives it that wine?
It's what gives it the little red specks. Do you notice the little red specks?
I don't eat either of them.
Yes.
What?
Next time you see some miracle...
You need to throw that shit out.
I know. You're eating over...
Go into the store... Open a jar of Miracle Whip in the store that you don't want to buy it because you don't like it.
Put it back on the show.
Take a dip out with your fingers.
Sick.
Look at it in the bright light of Walmart.
I like how you're holding up two fingers.
Because you got to get a two-finger dip to get the appropriate amount of red spots.
That's a good sample size.
Don't
is
forget
a two-finger
to polish
dip.
The pearl.
And then lick them. It feels like a gun in my mouth.
You're doing a puck, dude, off Real World with the peanut butter?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else want some peanut butter?
Now, I had a weird thing last night. So it was like, I'm on a weird schedule. Uh-huh. I do comedy shows. I do rock shows. I am on a swing shift schedule to where I go to bed about 3 or 4. I go to sleep about 3 or 4 in the morning. I get up about noon when the sun is warm. So last night, I'm hungry. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I didn't have a dinner. I had like a pre-dinner snack at Burger King. So I go into the kitchen looking for something to eat. I find some bread.
Did you steal that bread?
I don't mind stealing bread.
All right.
Because I was going hungry. So I get the bread. I get out. And our refrigerator is on the fritz a little bit. It gets cold, but not as cold as it
brand
should.
New?
Dude, it's a year old, and I paid $1,400 for this awesome Samsung. Well, it's got a 5-year warranty on parts
well,
and labor.
Yeah, you could be using
that LCD.
So the dude's coming out. It's got these lights.
Oh,
when you open it up,
it's handled.
Like, when you open up my refrigerator,
door is ajar.
When you open it, it's like, like the beginning of The Simpsons or something. It's just like this, this angelic light slowly fades to LED lights, and it's just, it's a wonderful, wonderful refrigerator made by Samsung, who are going to come out to my house and fix said refrigerator.
Is it a door and door refrigerator? Because
no,
I saw one of those
new
on TV, and I was like, that blew my mind. I didn't even know what to think. It's got
I bought this before.
Is it like Aliens where it has like jaws inside a jaw?
No, it's like you open up the door, and behind the door is a door.
Oh, and that's like to... Terry's bread that he hates, where you open it up and you're still not in the fucking bread yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I go to about 4 pieces deep.
Hey-o!
But you got to stay away from the heel. Got
to
stay away from the heel.
Get the good yeast.
So the reason I brought up my refrigerator is because I'm not trusting the mayonnaise in the refrigerator because it's hovering about 40 degrees.
Is it mayonnaise or mayonnaise?
It has red speckles in it. It's not like a fucking Sirtz or something.
No, now that's Miracle Whip. So
mayonnaise
we've been,
with Retsin?
So we've been collecting the
nasty.
The condiment packs from the stores so we could have fresh mayonnaise and mustard. So I look in the fridge, and all we've got is Velveeta, a block of Velveeta, and some bread. There's no lunch meat, so I figure, well, cheese sandwich isn't bad. So I put some mustard and mayonnaise, not Miracle Whip, on the bread. I toasted it first, lightly toasted to where it's not brown, but it's crispy.
Uh-huh. Not white.
And then I have this awesome cheese slicer that it'll slice it thinner.
Is it one of those cable cutting?
Yeah.
One of
it's like a torture device, right? So I cut some nice thin slices of Velveeta, and I layer both sides of the bread with, and I'm getting ready to put it together, and I'm thinking, man, if I just had one more ingredient, this would be that much better.
So you thought of paprika.
I'm looking at the bottle of salsa. Thinking, well, salsa's a little too spicy, but spicy cheese is good. I turn my head, and I see peanut butter.
Are you fucking pregnant?
No, I'm hungry. I'm going hungry, and I'm working with what I have to deal with.
You grab the Pearl Jam.
I grab the Pearl Jam peanut butter, and I spread it on the Velveeta.
That doesn't
mustard.
Sound good. That does
now,
not sound good.
Wait a minute.
Have you ever had cheese and peanut butter crackers? Cheesy crackers with peanut butter?
Yeah, but it was cheddar. Not that hybrid shit.
Yeah, this isn't really cheese, but it tastes a little cheesy. So peanut butter, cheese, mustard, and mayonnaise on a little bit of toasted bread.
And you like that?
I ate the whole thing. I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
I wouldn't eat it because
it
I don't like
taste,
two
you don't
of those
like
things.
Mustard. You don't,
I don't like
mustard.
Mustard or mayonnaise.
It was a light amount of mustard to where it just gave it a tangy zip
you know,
of Miracle Whip.
And the toast is based on the bread, so what kind of bread are we talking
about? It was white bread, because I'm racist.
White bread? You have to toast white bread, or you can't get it out the roof of your mouth.
Dude, I usually get
Have you ever just rolled it into a ball like a BB and
shit,
ate it?
Then I threw it.
Dude.
It stuck to the wall.
Sandwich balls, liquor balls. Have you ever heard of liquor balls?
I put it on the comics, and I peeled it off like silly.
Dude, you got
it.
I'm not going to liquor balls.
You got to try liquor balls. This is where you have a sandwich made with white bread that's extremely fresh, say Wonder Bread or maybe Franz, that expensive shit, not the store brand that's already a little bit stale feeling.
Wonder Bread with Miracle Whip.
Right. So you make a sandwich, and then you pour liquor, any liquor of your choice, rum, vodka, on the sandwich in a bowl, soak it up, and then you just take your hands and you just mold it into a ball. That's called a liquor ball sandwich.
And you eat this thing.
Oh, yeah, you eat it. And it's liquor-infused sandwich goodness.
That's so it soaks up the liquor for you
what's
already.
What's up with, I mean, what's wrong with the concept of a Jell-O shot? Why we got to smash bread up and shit?
Well, because
how full do you get off Jell-O? Say you're needing some sustenance, you're hungry, you haven't eaten dinner. You want to get drunk, and you don't want to drink on an empty stomach.
Never mind the concept of just chugging the liquor, right, and having a piece of bread for shits and giggles,
you get two birds stoned at once is what you do.
I think that the better way to do it
would be
vodka-infused tampon. Then you wouldn't even have to worry about it going to your
stomach. You just suck on the tampon. And then if your girlfriend's on the rag, you just use
will be silent for just like 5 minutes. I'm going to go make a liquor ball sandwich. Tell me you guys want one.
And then you chase it with a Bloody Mary, which is a vodka-infused used tampon.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a double entendre on the infused and used. Vodka-infused tampon.
Man.
Oh.
Loving it. You guys like Loverboy?
What kind
I
of,
do.
They had a good song called Loving Every Minute of It. Yeah, yeah.
Loving Every Minute of It.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Loving Every Minute of It.
What kind of barbecue sauce would you put on your liquor ball?
I prefer KC Masterpiece. Or if I'm feeling exceptionally rich, I would use Bomax Barbecue Extreme Sauce.
Wow. Mm.
And this would have to be a pulled pork liquor ball sandwich.
What?
Unfortunately, the people at Bomax.
And then follow it up with a California potato chip.
chased by a vodka infused Bloody Mary.
Yeah, and a couple pterodactyls.
Oh, yeah.
Silent on the pee. That's what
all
we
right,
say.
So, oh, man. Where were we? Oh, yeah, barbecue sauce.
Dude,
didn't you have something?
I like these episodes better where we just ramble.
We're all
on.
Over the map. I can't even get the pins out fast enough,
So what
man.
Is going on with the barbecue sauce these days?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
You're in the works of making your own barbecue sauce?
I have none. I'm too damn lazy for that.
Well, I hope it's not Carolina barbecue sauce because that has mustard in it.
Oh,
well,
Jesus,
I mean, the main ingredients usually is some sort of tomato something
tomato,
or
so
another,
you want
and some honey,
sauce.
Something or
are
another.
Are you talking
a
about
salt.
A barbecue sauce or like a mop sauce?
What's the second one? What are you talking about?
A mop sauce is like a vinegary sauce that you baste while it's cooking.
Oh.
The barbecue sauce you add afterwards.
I'm pretty sure that Dustin got fooled. He got fooled by the Carolina barbecue chips. Have you heard of those?
Oh, yeah.
The main ingredient.
They're mustard chips.
It's mustard. They fail to tell you, unless you read the fine print on the back, that Carolina-style barbecue sauce has a lot of mustard in it.
Maybe they're German.
So he's like, I like barbecue chips.
German barbecue.
So he eats them, and what does he feel? But mustard seeds coursing through his veins. And he's nearly as bad as Raekwon from Jackass when it comes to mustard. If I had to do something as a prank, I would sneak up behind Dustin and just spray mustard in his hair and in his beard. What would you do if that happened?
And then if you flatulated after that,
would you cancel the podcast
gas?
If I did that?
No.
Would you be mad?
I'd have to be a good sport, probably.
You know, speaking of challenges and whatnot, you know, you've heard of the cinnamon challenge. We just took a Pop Rocks challenge.
Uh-huh.
So there's a radio station that we like to shout out to every once in a while, which is K-Fly FM and our good buddy Carl, standard-ass Carl. He'll be coming on the show next month. But today on the Donkey Show, not today, I get confused. Tuesday on the Donkey Show, they had a thing to where you could qualify for a cruise. You know, it's like a cruise ship. It's a big package. So what they did is that they took...
Yes, please.
They took a can of chicken noodle soup and they put it into a large pot. They heated it up. And then they had their intern, Corey, soak his feet in it for 2 hours. And then they had a guy come on the show and drink the soup.
That's
sounded
nasty.
Like Pop Rocks.
Wow.
So he had a big corn on his pinky toe, and after an hour, the corn fell off into the thing.
Oh!
And so the dude is actually slurping this shit up. He's drinking it, and he's like, oh, is that a hair? Oh. He drank the whole thing.
It was corn bowling.
It was a corn, and a guy called up and said that his boss almost fired him because as he was listening to the show in the bar that he worked at, he puked in the bar. Just listening to the guy drinking chicken noodle foot soup.
I'm not ready to puke.
Dude, foot
right
soup,
now, dude.
Oh. And he had a big callus on his heel that had. And you know, like when you soak those little foam dinosaurs and they turn into big dinosaurs?
Oh.
His foot kind of soaked into a big foot. And then the dude drank the whole thing of chicken noodle foot soup just to be entered into a chance to win
that's
a cruise.
Disgusting, dude.
Oh.
So that kind of puts
what's
the shame.
Second to the last letter in the alphabet?
Why?
Exactly.
So that puts to shame the Dan Crawl Icy Hot Whack-Off Challenge, which we haven't heard anything. I think we finally shut Dan Crawl down.
Oh, man.
I don't know if you heard about this. As a listener of the podcast, you probably had, but a guy that we had on the show who runs Corvallis Pedicab, which is not a cab service for pedophiles, by the way. It's a bicycle cab. Well, he wanted us to do a thing called the Icy Hot Challenge where he had our significant others under the table, under the table, whacking us off with Icy Hot for lube.
Oh, that's terrible, dude.
I know. And we told him no, and he just kept offering us $20. I'll pay you $20. You could get national exposure and this and that. And we finally told him no, and now he stopped bugging us. But now that I've heard of the hot foot soup sandwich or...
That's
foot
disgusting,
soup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's well, he said that the comedy in that bit was that he was so persistent.
I remember what used to smell like Icy Hot, and it was just as nasty. It was, okay, back in the days when I was in the Marine Corps, I'm in Japan, and no specific streets, but anyways, Red Light Alley, right? And payday's on Friday, and if you cruise down Red Light Alley on Saturday, it smells like Icy Hot.
Not like fish?
No, it smells like Icy Hot, because...
What does Icy Hot smell like? Like mint, kind of?
Mint fish.
Mint flavored fish. They need to invent mint sushi.
It's so nasty.
I've never been out of the United States. I have a couple friends who spent some time in Thailand and told me stories of Me Love You Long Time, of how these Thailand prostitutes in Thailand really get a
big
kick
Adam's
out of American
apple.
Men. American mm-hmm. men, because they are Americans, I guess. But
yeah, I think most foreign lands are like that, aren't they?
I'd be afraid to go to a different country and like bed down a woman.
Americans are so arrogant and just assume that they run the planet.
Yeah.
And then you end up in someone else's backyard and you're acting the same way. And they're just like, I mean, the joke's on you, actually.
Yeah.
And they just let you be what you be and throw your money around.
Yeah.
And they, they take
money.
It to the bank.
You know who might be doing that lately a lot, because I don't see him very often, is Ronald McDonald. What happened to that guy? Where'd he go?
I think he got arrested for abuse and assault, because I saw... You ever seen the statue of Ronald McDonald?
He got in trouble for over-assaulting his fries.
Yeah, he over-assaulted his fries. No, but there's a statue of Ronald McDonald that is at a lot of McDonald's restaurants where he's waving.
Yeah, yeah.
But I had a friend who posted a picture on Facebook where they were like pretending like he was raising his hand to them to smack him.
Oh.
And they were like, oh, no. And he was like, it totally made it look like Ronald McDonald was an abuser.
Uh-huh.
So I figure maybe he got ousted from his own business because he's been beating up little kids.
But have you seen Wendy's in a while? Have you seen Wendy?
I saw Wendy's the other day on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, and it looked like Rosie O'Donnell all blew out after she just got out of rehab.
Yeah, and she just got married without telling anybody. They Rosie O'Donnell.
Tom Arnold?
Some chick. No, that's Roseanne Arnold. I saw the roast of Roseanne. That was actually pretty comical.
Oh, my goodness. I bet that fed a lot of people.
Yeah, the funniest thing I thought I heard was... we talked about on Wednesday, Jeff Ross.
Did they put
Ross.
Her in the ground before they roasted her?
No, but he said, I'm very uncomfortable right now, Roseanne, because usually when I roast a pig, I put an apple in their mouth first.
That pop rock is shot in my freaking eye!
He's got a pop rock in his eye! Eye!
Where's the eye wash station?
Usually when I roast a pig, I put an apple in their mouth. But yeah, they had Carrie Fisher on there, who's totally drugged out. And
oh, my goodness.
Princess Leia.
Labia.
And then they had Princess Blowya, which was Amy Schumer.
Princess Lycra.
You think that's...
Yo!
You think that's getting your money's worth in cable?
No.
What?
You never get your money's worth in cable.
You don't?
Never.
Not even the roast of Roseanne?
No.
Well, why not? Do you have cable?
Mike?
I do, but...
Do you have cable or satellite?
Are you
cable or satellite?
I got cable.
Is it Comcast?
Because it's faster.
You
get ripped off faster. Yeah.
Are you getting your money's worth?
No.
What more could they be doing to get your money?
I got some.
You'd be getting your money's worth. What do you want?
Here's what Dish Network could do.
I don't. You know, it's
Comcast. Frank is listening.
I don't. It's what I don't want, I suppose.
What don't you want?
I don't want so much for so much.
Don't you wish that?
But
could...
if you get a little. You get a little, man. It's like nothing. It's like coal versus a diamond. You know what I mean? It's like
you can have
basic cable, which is basically nothing.
Yeah.
Or you can have everything. Your choice.
Yeah. I get the History Channel, which is Pawn Stars.
Here's what I wish for Dish Network.
It's the best.
Which I don't think Comcast is probably available, but I had a bad experience with them, so I don't know.
You're the only one.
No.
Fucking Lone Ranger on this one.
So,
all you got to do is Twitter Comcast Frank.
Back in the day, I lived by myself. I had Dish Network. Well, a snowstorm came along and it fucked up my signal, and I had some snow on my satellite, and they said move it away. And then, like, every time I was watching my favorite show or recording my favorite show, it would say acquiring signal, blah blah blah. So I called them, and they said, well, we'll have a guy come out, and then they charged me for a service call.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? I've been a loyal customer for 4 years. I've never been late on my bill. I'm discontinuing, and I went to DirecTV. And then I got in a financial situation, and I got canceled, and then I owe DirecTV money. So I went back to Dish Network, long story longer. I wish that they had more pop rocks in my ears. No, that's perfect. I like it. I wish that Comcast. I wish Dish Network had like a create-your-own tier, because you got tier one, which, like you said,
yeah,
is basically nothing.
But then you
dirt.
Then
you got the basics channels bullshit.
Then you would get your money's worth, though.
Yeah, and then tier two.
Basically, it's one step above white noise.
Tier two has some A&E and this and that. But if you want the channels that your wife wants, like Bravo or...
Hey, what's wrong with Top Chef?
What's wrong with the Real Housewives of New Jersey? Oh, Orange
no
County,
one needs
what to. What is wrong with them?
And the,
I'm not
the Bad Girls Club of Miami.
All right.
But anyway,
let's watch Top Chef. Come
in
on.
In order for me to get the channels that I desire, I have to get a bunch of channels that I don't desire. And if you took the amount of channels that I get and just fucking packed it down into my own personalized tier. Come
it's
on,
like I'm
Network.
Thinking it, and he's saying
I know. I am a...
All right. Well, let me ask you this. Would you pay $10 per channel you wanted?
No.
All right, then there you go. You're probably
Rider.
Getting it.
I had my first year introductory
probably
offer.
What, that was probably what they would charge you if you went with a tier like that.
So if I went with tier two, which got me
it's
the channels that I wanted.
It's frustrating is all. It's
they say introductory offer of $50 a month.
Hey, and you have to track that shit hard.
So
dude,
after
or
a year,
be...
it pops up and it's $79.99.
Uh-huh.
But I'm getting the same amount of channels. So I stick with it because my wife likes the channels
this
that we
have. This is where I went wrong is because I called them and said I want to cancel it or downgrade. And they said actually the downgrade now costs more than you're paying.
Dude, they come up with shit like that all the time. It's bullshit.
That's queer.
It's faggy.
Queer.
Queer as in odd.
Gay.
Yeah.
No, queer.
No.
Queer is in the Scrabble dictionary.
Not fag gay. Just like not
faggy.
Cool.
Queer is in the Scrabble dictionary.
But apparently, gay is
what's,
cool. I don't know.
Well, here's
so
the deal.
Gay.
When I play Words with Friends, which I don't anymore because I outgrew it, shit was never counted as a word. But when I play Scramble with Friends, shit is not only a word, but when you ask for a help, it will say shit sometimes.
Hmm.
So find this word: shit,
help.
Shade.
You
and
use help.
Sorry, dude. I have some stiff competition.
Over,
what
guys...
is crazy is what is considered words is words that you never use or heard of.
Like
but what
12.
Is not considered a word is a word you use 100 times a day.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, it encourages you to learn those words once you know that it's a word that you've used a few times on there that uses a Z
it learns
or an
it.
X.
And that's creepy.
Yeah. I want you guys to watch Word Wars on Nutfucks.
I almost did. I was going through my list of suggestions.
Dude.
What is Helvetica? Is that also a thing about
that's
fonts?
Just about
oh,
font.
Dude. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's actually pretty cool.
Yeah,
okay.
It is really cool.
I watched
because
you,
people love it and people hate it. And once you see
oh,
the movie,
man.
Then you
so
see
people are diehard against it.
Man.
Yeah. People are diehard against it.
And you know what
Helvetica font.
Means?
No.
It means Swiss. It was originally called... grotesque something or another,
wow.
Right? But that doesn't fly in the United States. I mean, grotesque means not good,
no,
ugly, mm-hmm. nasty, whatever. So it means Swiss, but not like Swiss, like cheese, right?
Mm-hmm.
It means Swiss, like American, like the American way. No, I'm saying, okay
Swiss like American.
Like that's American, you know, like an American way, like
that's
apple
totally
pie
Swiss.
Or some shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it means Swiss like that.
All
and
right.
That's why they changed it to that, and it was like 1951 or something, and then it blew up. Boom. In the 60s, it was everywhere.
I already forgot what we were talking about.
Helvetica.
Oh, Helvetica, yeah.
So
I
we can
was,
move on. Typography
was,
is a really cool subject, actually.
I thought it was an excellent movie that gives you a new, just a new vision on how you see visual arts.
I
am graphic design.
General,
I am planning. 90%
of it is typography. 90%.
Yeah.
I am planning
I also,
on watching it for sure, but I just wasn't in the mood for
it.
Yeah,
for sure. You
got to
be in the mood for that documentary.
I was trying to choose, if I watch a documentary, it'd be Monopoly, one that you told me about. Or
that
Helvetica.
One's probably the fourth worst.
Yeah.
The fourth. I would. The reenactors is really funny because, well, the reenactors about the people outside of that Chinese theater in L.A., and they're all dressed up as Superman and all those guys. And those guys, dude, live a life, let me tell you. And it'll get down to, you know.
You know what's crazy?
Well, the one guy was sitting there, and he's all Superman, right? And he's got, like, a weed pipe in his hand, and he's like...
Weed pipe?
Yeah, and he's like... That cocaine, that's a black person drug.
cocaine.
Something like that. And like, you don't want to be caught doing that. But dude, and then other Supermans will try to come in and they get territorial and they're like, hey, you know, and they get in almost fist fights and they become best friends and then they work together. It's fucking nuts.
It's knocking fun.
Have you thought about this with the Superman thing? I'm just going to interject real quick.
Mm-hmm.
There's less and less phone booths, right? Everybody's going cell.
Telephone booth what?
Right? And so where is Superman going to change over, right?
In his butt.
He's going to invert. It's going to be like a Pokemon.
He's going to suck up into his own asshole, and then he's going to pop back out with a suit on.
You guys are crazy.
That's not true.
But there was another movie, too. It was called... Strictly Background that I suggested. That was all about background actors.
I don't think you did. I think you might have wanted to.
With the pinball one. I did later on with the pinball.
I hadn't seen that
suggestion. It was Strictly Background. That's all about lifetime background actors. Who are like, I'll be in this role, and they're going to notice me this time, and I'm going to blow up.
You know who's the best at that is, Richie Cunningham? Not the character, right?
Right.
Ron
Howard.
Ron Howard's brother. Is like
Clint.
In every B movie ever made.
Clint Howard, yeah. That's pretty crazy. He's a extra. Well, he's not an extra, because an extra doesn't really get credit. But
you guys want some more sugar?
I can hear the sugar in your mouth.
No.
I got dew in the fridge, too. Pepper, and I got old school Pepsi with real sugar.
Whoa. Are you going retro on us?
I am.
So I don't think I had this up, not to change the subject, but I'll pass on the sugar for now. Getting back to the TagCast podcast Facebook page, we had a few likes between last week and this week. And we mentioned it on Wednesday's episode, but we did not mention Ashley Miles recently liked us. I put a plea for likes on my personal Facebook page saying, I have 700 friends and only 45 of them like my podcast. So Mia Baldwin from Portland, a good friend of mine, also liked Marlena Zargoza. I can't even say her name. And I think we had mentioned Carmichael McGee on the last episode.
Hey, yeah. You know what?
What up?
I'm sick of these motherfuckers who own four-wheel motherfucking drives and they never go off-road. And you know what I'm talking about, Jerry?
I do know what you're talking about.
Dude, there's a guy in Brownsville.
Bring it.
That has this big ass Dodge diesel fucking jacked
up. Son of a bitch.
So what he does is he drives around town and he revs up his diesel engine.
That
and how annoying and loud is it? And it's like,
dude, that sounds
I don't believe that I've ever seen that motherfucker in my car wash washing clumps of mucky fucking mud off of his goddamn truck because...
Dude, that sounded a lot like that crane bird.
The fact is that he has never gotten his truck dusty enough to fucking come into the car wash, and that's my fucking bread and butter right there. That's my cheese and peanut butter.
Yeah.
My bike lane, dude.
That's my bike lane. Pedestrian... Pedophile crossing.
I knew a guy one time. He lived in town. Shoe. He lived in town here, and he worked in Eugene.
Under the bridge downtown.
About 50 miles away, he worked, and he had this big monster truck that never took it out off-roading, and he went and bought mud tires, which would have like 10,000 miles of life.
Yeah.
And then they drove back and forth to Eugene every day at like 8 miles per gallon. And
what an idiot.
And then did that because
Someone that we know and like?
Because he made more money in Eugene.
Because I don't want to be calling people idiots.
His name was DJ.
Did he have two turntables and a microphone?
Full,
no, he didn't have two turntables.
There's expensive equipment in front of me. Don't do that.
You can spit. You can spit sugar on our shit.
Oh,
it's okay. Hey, do you
dude,
guys...
and let it dry?
So I know we're all heterosexual males right here. How many of the three of us enjoy... And not trying to
piss
any girlfriends off.
Do you like breasts?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Women's breasts, most likely. Mm-hmm. Me too. I do like that, and I have a little story that is segueing to it.
All
I can find it here. Mm. The other day was Go Topless Day all across America.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what day that was? Last Sunday?
Yeah.
So in Maine... Oh, no, it wasn't in Maine. It was Go Topless Day everywhere in America, and I did not see one person in Brownsville with their shirt off.
Those motherfucking cocksuckers.
Wow, why do you got to get so mean?
I think it was just a failure to communicate. I don't think they heard.
Well, in case anyone wants to know, let's see, the Sunday was the 26th.
I think you need to hang flyers over there next year.
Topless Day.
I know they throw their boobies around there at the country fair.
Oh, man. We have a contest every year of counting the topless or counting the
breasts. You guys never get past 20.
No, because we lose count on the first day.
Are you counting sets or each breast?
I count a set as two, so yeah, we're counting
each
breast.
How would you do somebody who only had one then?
That's
why
we count one at a time. Or say that
have you seen that?
Would you count maybe it as a 0.5 or would you count?
It centered or was it?
And
just
what if it was the chick from? What if it was the chick?
I don't think it ends up centered, doesn't
Recall?
It?
Yeah, from Total Recall, they had three titties.
I know, but does the when you have one removed, does the one automatically become centered?
Well, what? No, they have one on
it
one
migrates.
Side.
It migrates.
And then on the other side, they have a pink ribbon for breast cancer awareness.
Oh, man. That
suck on my pink ribbon.
Though.
But no, and we talked about this before when
tie
you weren't on the
pink
show.
Ribbon around my
we were talking about it on a show that you weren't on, Jerry, that about the girls at the country fair who there's no age limit on who can have their breasts out or painted. So you walking down the trail and you see some nice perky set of breasts with
and you
maybe
might say,
a bright orange flower painted on it.
Yeah,
and you're
yeah.
Like looking right at it. And then you're like, look up to her face and notice she's probably 15.
You know, that's just something that we've been taught to be shamed at because you look at National Geographic and these are human beings.
Yes.
Just a different part of the world. And then babies are flying from day one.
That's right.
So whatever, man.
Yeah. It's not like
and
I was looking
at
her.
And they're not ashamed to be.
It's not like I was looking at this 15-year-old thinking,
though,
man, I really wish I could fuck her.
There's,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But also, if you look at those, and those were typically...
if I was a chimo.
Those are typically nice. Those are typically like African nations, right? That would roll like that. I mean, they got a high population.
You know what?
They got a high population of rape.
You know, to tell you the truth, and not to get all religious,
mm-hmm.
but it's everywhere that Christianity hasn't actually infiltrated and shamed them.
But if you think...
And so, I mean, deep...
Well, other religions condemn too, though.
Oh, absolutely. But I'm just saying, I would say the majority of the ones...
It's just organized religion in general, I would think, that has traveled around, that has crushed that...
Kill all the religious people.
Of being able
well,
to...
Well, there's like many facets of the... many layers, etc.
Fascists.
But I'm just saying.
they haven't been taught that their titties should be hidden.
Yeah, but also, I mean, if you look at that area, that's probably high percentage of rape. Over in the African countries, like 60% of women or more, you know, are raped.
I don't know.
You know,
I don't know.
I'm not saying they're correlated.
I really don't know. Maybe it's because they're not policed as hard or something, or I don't know. I mean, you're out in the jungle. He said, she said, not the same court system. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been over there.
I have.
I used to play the Congos, but I've never been over there.
Imagine this. How many bikinis, et cetera, would not be sold if titties could fly free? You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of money. Monokinis can be over $100 just for the bottoms.
Is there such a thing as a monokini?
Oh, absolutely.
A monkini?
Yeah, and it could cost over $100 just for that piece. And if you want the matching piece for the top with the designer tag hanging, it'll cost you another 50 bones.
You see it around at the country fair and they're flying them.
I know there's not a whole lot of rape going on at the country fair. Last time I checked, either.
Well, they're pretty heavily policed. But if you just let anybody in there, I'm sure that there would be filthy.
It's
chimos.
One contributing factor, and maybe not a major factor at all, is there's no beer gardens there, and there's marijuana everywhere. Now you
plus
you, you get bare titties shaking around in an alcohol environment.
Someone's going to get abused.
Somebody's going to, something bad's going to happen.
That's what drunk people do.
Yeah, they slap titties around.
Yeah, they abuse themselves.
That's right. Hate
slap
those people.
Slap them titties around.
You ever get your tongue in there deep and get that last rock, man?
Uh-huh. Is that like, are you talking about clitty litter?
Clitty litter.
You know, that's what showers are for. That's
here's
on the
question.
Front end.
Have
no
you guys ever
intended.
Dumped a fucking packet of Pop Rocks into a vagina?
I have not.
It makes the same sound.
Without
wow,
forecasting
that's so
it,
awesome.
Right?
No, I like...
It's like, what's going on down there? Nothing. That's
you can eat a chick
nothing.
Out for a good 15 minutes and get a lot of saliva in there, and then you just pour
bam!
The Pop Rocks in. And
you'll
you,
remember me.
And, like, your pussy's talking to me. It's like...
What are you doing? Nothing. They got no hands.
What do you guys... Speaking of pussies and stuff like
I
that...
I wonder what that sensation would be like for them, though.
What do you guys think the cutoff
I
age
don't know.
Should be for women having children? Do you think, like, a 50-year-old should be legally... Just able
no,
to.
No, I think it.
Sure, why not?
Me personally, just a quick thought would be.
Sure.
If they're going to die before that person
oh.
gets out of high school.
Right,
I mean,
right, right.
How do you know that?
Because
you don't.
If not, it's somebody else's responsibility for that child that has no direction now because their,
well,
now
their say
parent
what if,
is out of touch and they just kicked off.
Okay,
can I say, though, that whether you're 50 or 20, you should probably make a plan like that if you have a child.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
There's
but
a lady.
But then again, you know what? Really doesn't matter how young or old you are, I suppose, is like if you have a plan. So that's
right.
A plan itself says responsible.
Mm-hmm.
You could yeah. have a kid at 20 and die in a car crash at 25.
Absolutely.
And not have made a plan.
Right. Well, you didn't make a plan to die. But say...
You could die
why not?
There's a lady
birth, right?
in
you
the
could
South...
have Tony Scott disease.
There's a lady in the South in the United States who just became the oldest person on the earth. She's 116 years old.
But how old was the... What?
Yeah, so
and
say...
And she's having birth?
No. But oh. I'm just saying, what if she was 60 and had a kid, and then she was
does
still
she
hanging...
Does she talk backwards like Yoda and shit?
No. They said that she's wittier than ever, and that she's on top of her game, and she's 116 years old. She's now officially the oldest lady in the world.
Well, they're saying...
And there's only been 8 other people in the history of mankind yes. who have lived to be recorded to be 116 years
that's
old.
You could
crazy.
Make it witty, though, because she probably throws
there was
stuff
a gal
that
here in
doesn't...
Lebanon. That, it was my friend's grandma. She was 109.
That's
almost
old.
110.
Dude, that's fucking old.
You could maybe think she's witty because she throws out some nonsense and then you find a connection because
she's
you're
really,
looking for a connection.
Yeah, she's just Alzheimer's.
Yeah, and you're thinking, like, man, she's so witty. She's thinking on
yeah.
12 different levels.
Like, you can go...
Joke.
Yeah. You can go to an open mic and have some dude off the street who's just totally berserk and crazy,
yep.
and he'll go up and do a set and just kill. And you're like, dude, that guy is either totally crazy or he's a total genius. And usually it's he's totally crazy. But the reason that I hit on this is because, you
there's
know,
a fine line.
There's people who think that 40 is kind of the cutoff, and that if you have a baby when you're over 40, there's a chance of the baby coming out with Down syndrome. Or if you ever watched the show
sure.
called Nip Tuck.
Yes.
Which I liked compared to Breaking Bad. I got hooked in it. I had to watch Nip Tuck.
Yeah.
Well, the one guy's wife had a baby, and they had this little... You can't see me on the internet, but he had like a Star Trek kind of claw finger where two fingers were hooked together.
Oh, yeah.
And that was because
have
she
you
was
seen those
old.
Ostrich people? They're
yeah.
for real, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All inbred, and they
yeah.
got like... Two big-ass toes instead
yeah.
of like five.
And sometimes that stuff happens.
They got camel toes?
Yeah. They got
they don't
ostrich
have a hump
toes.
On their back, but they're toe. I mean, yeah, they're ostrich
that's
people.
A new name
it's
for...
It's not a crossbred camel ostrich thing.
That's a new name for really slutty chicks who really yank their panties up. It's called an ostrich
toe. The camel
toe
is the third toe.
Ostrich toe.
Or third yeah. foot, if you will.
That chick had a moose knuckle, but that one next to her had an ostrich toe going on.
It depends on.
On
where you come from, right?
So here's where I'm going with this.
Oh, wait a minute.
How old is too old to have a baby? So this 49-year-old Maine woman uh-huh. recently gave birth to her grandson.
How? What?
Check it out.
So
she is a surrogate. No,
husband?
No. She is a surrogate for her daughter.
All right.
They had the father and the mother combined the egg and the sperm in a test tube, and then they artificially inseminated it in the grandmother because the daughter has a heart condition, and they said that if she ever got pregnant that she would probably die. So she wanted to get a surrogate mother to carry their baby.
But
well, her mother offered
it
up.
You shouldn't go forward with such a thing because that child has to say, now, wait
that's
a minute.
What, that's where I want to go with this.
My family tree has two fucking limbs.
But,
that's
but
where I want to go.
Let me play the other side, though. I mean, in many cultures, as soon as you have your firstborn baby, the grandmother takes it and takes care of it anyway.
Well, now, this is the
right?
case where...
Right, and so why wouldn't that be the next
until,
step?
Until the bottom of the pyramid collapses and...
now, well, no, see, what I'm saying is those cultures, if given the opportunity, would probably utilize this kind of technology if they had it to where the, you know...
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, this particular situation, the mother is in full capability, and she is going to take the baby and raise it, and the grandmother is still going to be the grandmother. But here's my question of morality and ethics. When the child gets old enough to know what's going on, do you even feel the need to tell it that, well, the person that actually carried you to term was your grandmother, but the egg and the sperm were actually from your mom and your dad? So it's kind of a fine gray.
It's getting pretty deep.
Isn't
man.
It weird?
But, you know, here's the deal. Is that's huge for
it
a
is.
Secret, right? So either that kid absolutely does not know,
or
period,
do you, or
forever.
Do you, or do you wait till
but
you think that
kid,
he's old enough? When do you
when
know
is
that
the
it's
kid
right?
old enough? Old enough to know that
you've been lying to him. Exactly,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But, I mean, in reality, the truth is that the mom is the mom and the dad is the dad, but the grandmother is the person that carried the baby.
The grandmother is the incubator.
Right, which is weird because it And that's when the person was, you know, if you're a guy and you think you're funny and you like to joke around.
But the thing
is... So you're coming out of the clinic and they've just artificially inseminated your mother-in-law with your sperm. And you're like, yeah, I totally just did your mom, babe. Do you say that? Or
MILF baby.
That's a GILF.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible.
This is kind of funny. Shout out to a constant and faithful listener, Verla. Verla was out at the Impulse Bar on Friday, the night before my birthday, checking out Bikini and Stepper, which is a Crosby Ringers band. Mm-hmm. And there's this dude who I thought he was the sound guy, but it turns out he was just a guy who was acting like he was the sound guy, but kind of knew what he was doing.
Does that get you laid?
And so Dave Wilson told me, when you get in there, the chubby dude with the ponytail, tell him that you're going to take your leg off and beat him with it. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. So I get up there, and I'm talking to him, and he's kind of... ringing a bell a little bit. Do I know this guy? Then he takes off his hat and his ponytail out, and I was like, dude, I know you. I go, didn't you used to host karaoke? And he's like, I've done everything, you know, blah, 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 I'm cool. And I was like, yeah, but in Brownsville, Oregon, where I was the karaoke host, didn't you come in and, like, not apprentice under me, but you watched me a night while I ran the stuff so you could... He's like, oh, yeah, I think I wondered why I couldn't remember his name, because it's not his real name. His name is Diablo. But anyway, so anyway, he's outside and he's half drunk, and we're standing on the balcony talking with Verla and Keith Rowe and Diablo, and we're talking about something I don't know. We mentioned something about breasts. Anybody that knows Verla knows that she has huge breasts. And he's like, I just want to nurse you. Because you're, and she's like, oh,
is
okay.
It, if you're the receiver, is that nursing?
I guess. I don't know. I guess she'd
suckle.
Be nursing. Yeah, I want to suckle you. And then she mentioned something about not being able to do something a certain day because they were having a birthday party for her granddaughter. And he said, you're a grandmother? And she goes, well, actually, it's my goddaughter, but I call her, it's my goddaughter's daughter, so I call her my grandmother. And he goes, well, a gilf's a gilf. Right to her face. And she's like... thanks, honey. I appreciate that, but whatever, you know. And he's like, I'm just saying, because he's all drunk, and I guess that's a pickup line. And Dustin, you know Verla.
Yeah.
Even though
what do you think
acronym,
a reaction would be
still...
to some fucking moron who thinks he's way cooler than he is, telling me that he wants to start an 80s metal tribute band, but he doesn't know how to play any instruments, but he can sing karaoke really good?
Hey.
That would be really rough.
And he called Verla a gilf.
Who sings Smoking in the Boys' Room? Not crew.
Brownsville Station.
Booyah!
Yeah, that's where I live, motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's not crew.
No, they just stole it. But yeah, so what if your wife or girlfriend came to you and said, look, I have a heart condition. I really want to have a baby with you, but I can't carry it to term because I might die. But my mother is totally healthy.
Because you'd hear this. Mom!
That's what Jerry would be skidding and kicking her out of the car and then taking off quickly. No. Right. So would you have to say, honey, that's ethically and morally above or below what I can go through?
Mm-hmm. So bizarre. So bizarre.
It's a weird thing to think about.
It is.
And this is in Maine where, you know, any listeners in Maine, you guys are fucked, all right? No, I'm just kidding. You guys are close to Canada. You guys get
and
crazy.
Here's the deal. The kid's going to know it because you know it.
Right.
And now I know it.
I know.
So the kid's going to know it.
And so like, so I spent 9 months in my grandma's pussy. I don't want to go hang out with her now.
At least your dad isn't Crosby.
I don't. Stills or Nash. But, you know, it would make me, if I found out, feel uncomfortable all those times when I sat on grandma's lap and she told me a story thinking, I lived in there for 9 months, swimming in a puddle of embryonic fluid. Hey, Grandma, can you tell me a story? So anyway, I guess that's enough about that. But I didn't think you guys had heard about the story.
No.
Thought I'd bring it up. They were talking
I don't know.
About
as long as you're responsible, like a plan as any parent should, I don't think your age really matters.
Yeah, but I'm just talking. The responsibility on the front end of that is pretty freaking huge, man.
Hells yeah.
Yeah.
I love sucking ashes in my mouth.
I love sucking
that earlier.
Burning guts through a butt.
All right, so let's see what else we got. We're going to try to wrap up here soon, but it's so fun. We don't like to stop. I like to touch on crazy stories out of Florida because apparently there's a bunch of crazy people that live in Florida that do crazy things. Like one of them was a bath salts, non-bath salts user that ate off another guy's face after they got naked. What did I say? Last episode, I had a Florida story, which was about, what was that? Do you remember, Dust?
No, I don't.
Oh, he was calling 911 asking the female deputies to come over and fuck him. So he got arrested for abusing the 911 system. Well, there's a guy in Dillon, Florida last week who he robbed a Dunkin' Donuts store.
Uh-huh.
But first, he borrowed a pen from the store to write the hold-up note.
Mm-hmm.
He said, clever. Hey, he walked in like he was going to order some donuts. He said, could I borrow a pen?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, yeah. And then he wrote the hold-up note. And then somehow they linked him to the pen, and he got arrested.
Hmm.
So words to the kids, if you're going to rob a Dunkin' Donuts, bring your own pen.
Duh.
And fucking go to Voodoo instead, because Voodoo Donut has a lot more money on hand because they're more popular.
Oh, this reminds me of another story when I was in the service. And this was on the news. Over in Japan on our one channel that we get that was broadcast. And anyways, these two fine gentlemen decided that they were going to rob the PX, which, if you don't know, that's like the store on base, right?
Yeah.
So they put bags over their head and cut eye holes out so they could see and everything, and they rob the PX. And they run out, and their whole plan, they're going to blend in because they're wearing camis like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on camera, and this is how intelligent these guys are, because on one side of your uniform, it says U.S. Marines.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, it says your last name.
Mm-hmm.
So while they were robbing it, that both their last names are right there in front of the camera. Although the bag was on the head.
Murphy.
It was a totally different Murphy.
Well, and if it would have been, say it was Smith and Jones, they might have had a better chance.
And now they're running weed eaters and wearing orange jumpsuits.
Doing roadside work. Okay, here's a couple things we forgot before we get to segueing to the out. We don't want Hans to get offended and think that it's been canceled. What's in Hans' CD player today?
What?
Do you guys have any guesses whether it would be metal or Bay City Roller?
It's Voivod.
That's a good guess, but not right.
No, it's
something
Presidents
kind
of the United States.
That's kind of as far off the map as far as Hans goes. It's the Allman Brothers Band.
What?
The Fillmore
Concert.
Didn't
see that coming.
I know.
He should listen to more Cashew Brothers.
The Cashew. I like the Peanuts. And then I've just kind of coupled these together. We'll squeeze them in. What's on Terry's turntable on Friday? We had to call my wife. But today I took note of what was on my turntable. I was listening to Witch Mountain.
Nice.
Their first album. Well, not first album, but the second to last recent, South of Salem. And we talked about this before with a previous guest, how most girls don't like Witch Mountain because of the singer.
Yeah.
Because she's incredible. She's cute. She's got lungs. She has presence and energy on the stage that makes you go, God, that chick's cool. And then your girlfriend thinks, oh, you want to fuck her, don't you? You want to fuck her, don't you? No, I want to listen to the record and watch them play live and think about fucking her.
And
but I don't want to really fuck her.
If I close
there's
my
a
eyes
big
forever.
Totally awesome.
So, and my new segment, what's in Gatch's junk drawer, is 2/4-inch screws.
Are you not talking about your underwear, are you?
No. Hey-o.
What's in my junk drawer? My junk!
Hey-o.
Hey, I know this is kind of a reach, but we did this on Wednesday. No, we skipped Wednesday, and we did Friday. Or no, I don't even know what we did, but I'm going to try to call Jared again.
All right.
You know Jared Johnson?
I don't, but he's, I know he doesn't pick up his phone.
He used to play drums for Bleach, but I kicked him out when he wouldn't answer his phone. It's a little later. Mm-hmm. He's a little drunker.
Yeah.
And
that's maybe about all the time we'll have for him, though.
Yeah. This is going to be it. I'm going to do the one that we talked about. If he does answer, I'm just going to say thanks for listening and talk to you later.
Oh, I got to get in there one more time.
You'd think if I called him twice in a week, they'd answer his phone. Wonderful service from Verizon Wireless. With Pop Rocks. Call has been lost. As I say, wonderful service from Verizon Wireless. Call has been lost. So we'll redial.
I wonder what happens if you freebase Pop Rocks.
Dude, I did that once. In the 80s. Dude, I got so high. I caught my hair on fire with a blowtorch. No, I hadn't smoked any weed for 4 hours. I hadn't did coke since Tuesday, and I hadn't
for
taken any acid.
Hours.
Yeah. Hell, Jared, you've turned into the new Pat Wambacher. You refuse to answer your phone, and you drink too much. And I know you don't listen to the podcast because you're gay.
You know
and
what?
When I say gay, I don't mean, like, not cool.
Hi, this is Jared.
I mean homosexual.
I'll call you back.
I'm not even going to, well, I guess I will just to make you feel bad. Hi, Jared, this is TagCast Podcast, and thanks for being on the show.
I'm going to come out with an alcoholic beverage, and it's going to be called Too Much.
Yeah? I'm going to come out with an alcoholic on stage the next time I come out.
All right. We should probably wrap this up.
We should. We've been trying to keep our episodes to 60 minutes, but we've been going over because we've had guests, and we have a good time when guests are on. We have a good time otherwise.
Sugar.
Hope we brightened up your Monday, everybody, because Monday can be a kind of a sad day for
Don't
some people.
Sad.
You got to get up early after a nice weekend, and you got to go to work. You got to go to work, or are you going to school, Jerry? Or do you?
You know what? I ran out of money, so I went back to work.
That sucks. I ran out of money going to school too, and I never finished because I don't have money. But yeah, so yeah, work. Fuck work. Just listen to podcasts all day. Go to
that's what the porn star said, right?
Go to iTunes and rate us if you're an iTunes listener, if you have an iPod and you like to download our show.
Do it.
Go to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating or whatever. If you don't want to give us 5 stars, don't rate us. We finally have enough ratings now that it shows up on our page, and we have a 5-star rating. So let's keep it that way. Thanks
for
listening.
Yeah, go and rate us, review us.
Also, go to tagcastpodcast.com, click on the Amazon link, and go and buy some stuff for your girlfriend or your wife or your dad or your
or
son
yourself.
Or yourself.
Or your
treat
girlfriend
yourself.
And your wife.
They got great strings and picks at great prices.
I know there's musicians listening. They also have movies and stuff if you like to watch movies.
Yeah.
And also, click the donate button and give us a buck if you have it in your PayPal. If you don't, just listen for free. That's for the pandering start. I can't talk. That Jägermeister's catching up with me, Jerry. Why do you do this to
there,
us?
Hang in there, man. Hang in there.
I'm hanging. We got about 30 more seconds, so I think I can hang. We'd like to thank our guest, Jerry, for being here. It's a repeat offender. He came in twice on season one.
Main offender, Keith Richards.
That's right. Smooth operator, Sade. So coming up in the form of guests, we got some great people like Will Woodruff, Don Thorpe from Fate 55. We're going to have Carl, standard-ass Carl from the 101.5 K-Fly.
Jared Nelson.
Super fan. So keep tuning in with us. Hope you guys
Krusty
have a...
Krusty the Clown.
Yeah.
See, he's got right there. He's already in the studio. We're going to record our next show with him.
Whoa, that sounded like a real horn. We got the horniest guest in the house right now, Jerry Murphy.
Hey-o.
Tune back in with us for Wednesday Hump Day. We'll be coming at you live.
Rock on!
And metal up your Murph. That's Jerry Murphy, that is. Say goodbye, Jerry.
Goodbye, Jerry.
Goodbye, Dustin.
Goodbye,
goodbye
Jerry.
John Boy.
To Jerry.
Good night, Grandpa.
Extra special thanks to Rock Out Radio for airing classic TagCast episodes on their Free For All Fridays. A block of podcasts they play. We air at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, but the block starts at 6 p.m. We encourage our listeners to check out all of the shows on rockoutradio.com.
Dude, what are you doing in the rain?
I'm just standing here waiting for my ride.
Did I get a quarter? You got a quarter?
No, I'm just waiting for my ride. I don't have any money.
Where are you going?
None of your business.
You don't sound like you're very happy.
I'm just standing in the rain.
Well, that's shitty. You know what you could do to make yourself feel better?
What?
Listen to some Frank Zappa.
Who?
Frank Zappa.
Frank Zappa?
Yeah, he's an old music composer who passed away in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah, he has some awesome albums, over 70 albums.
What?
Yeah, and you can actually hear about each and every album on a new thing called the ZappaCast.
What?
Yeah, with Terry and Gatz, the same guys from TagCast.
Well, I'll check that out.
Check it out at www.zappacast.com. Do you hate sports as much as I do?
No.
No, you say. You love them? You sick fucker. Wait. Check out www.officepoolsheets.com. Printable yeah. Office pools for sports fans.
TagCastPodcast.com.